Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Shannon Cassidy. She's an executive coach. She's a speaker. She's a facilitator. She is an author. Her new book is called The 5-Degree Principle, How Small Changes Lead to Big Results. And she's right, folks, because you've heard me talk about this on the show before, making lots of decisions. Don't wait till the decisions get big and hairy where if you make them wrong, they can take you down. Make them small enough where if you make a mistake, you it's more of a learning process than an expensive process. Right, Shannon?
That's exactly right. I call it the myth of mistakes. The myth is that mistakes are shameful and wrong and something that we should be embarrassed about.
Right.
And mistakes are very normal and, in fact, encouraged, because when you're making a mistake, that means you're trying something new, you're stretching yourself,
mm-hmm.
and if you get the value from it, it has a lot to offer. But if you just sweep it under the rug or blame someone else,
right,
then you're really missing the point.
Well, it also, if you wait too long, you're delaying things, and now the longer you delay things in a business, Shannon, the longer you delay things, the more money, more investment, the more commitment you've made to this thing, and then you have the danger of getting into the sunk cost syndrome,
right,
meaning, oh my God, I've got so much in this, you know, and then basically that just creates inertia. That creates where you just lock up, where you actually are afraid to make decisions, and that's what takes businesses down.
Agreed.
I need your website, by the way. Tell us where the book's available.
Oh, sure. The easiest is my name, ShannonCassidy.com.
Pretty easy, folks, just like it sounds.
Yeah, it's available on Amazon and ebooks, and
all right.
I'm on social media as well.
Good deal. So check it out. One of the things you write about in your book is what you call personal blind spots. And for those, for everybody but the men out there who have wives, who you know, we have someone else to point out our personal blind spots. At least I do, Shannon. What is a personal blind spot, and what kind of trouble do they get us into?
Sure. Well, there are things that we know about ourselves that other people know about us, and that's open or, you know, are public. So, like, I'm female, and other people know that.
Brutally handsome, that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Perhaps,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there are things that we know about ourselves that other people don't know about us. It's more of our private lives or our background, our experiences, our fear, beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, you know, there's people are wonderfully complex and deep, and there's so many things that are true about each one of us that other people don't know. And then there are things that other people know about us that we don't, and that's a blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the idiosyncrasies, maybe bad habits, things that you do that people know about you or think about,
right,
you that you may be unaware of.
Do you,
so let's say you interrupt,
you know,
do you, like
somebody walks up and says, Jim, did you probably don't know that you're fashion challenged. Things like that, right?
Right. Right. Exactly. You know, it's the hallway conversation. It's like, what do people say about you when you're not around? I always call it your butt. Nobody wants a big butt, so they say, oh, Shannon, she's great, but. Like, what comes after the butt for me? That's my blind spot.
Yeah. And so, but now we're getting into some, we're almost talking about therapy here, Shannon, when we get into this area. So how do we deal with that?
I think there's two ways to deal with your blind spot. One is to become more self-aware by analyzing yourself, you know? I mean, not deeply analyzing.
Self-analysis is powerful.
Yeah, but like journaling or just reflecting at the very least. Maybe you have a long commute, and instead of listening to the news or calling your buddy, just keep... stay silent for a minute and think
mm-hmm.
about the day. You know, what kind of responses did I get?
Did I get
the results I was looking for? You know, do I tend to attract people or, you know,
why did that customer, I wonder why that customer threw me out of his office?
Does the middle finger mean I love you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What was he? What number was he trying to tell? Well, so really, no. I learned about self-analysis, and I've talked about this on the show before, many years ago, decades ago. I learned about self-analysis when I was selling on commission full time, and what I found was that after a call, I would do a role play of the whole. I would do a movie. I'd replay the whole movie of the previous call. And I would play both parts, and the other person I would when I played what they did, then it would cause me to say to myself, "Huh, that didn't work with them. They didn't like it when I said that. Maybe I shouldn't say that anymore." And then
for sure.
and then the next call, as I've always said, every post call analysis becomes a pre call analysis. So in the next call, I wouldn't do that. And I'd have better results, and I'd say, hey, you know what? I didn't realize that I did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that when I didn't realize when I did it that people didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that requires a highly tuned emotional intelligence to be aware of how you're affecting someone and the kind of response you're getting. So you could also ask for feedback. You know, if you have an opportunity to work with a team or other people who can observe you in action.
Shannon, this is where real role-playing really is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do role-playing, folks, especially for salespeople. But one other thing you have to have, Shannon, a courageous desire to seek excellence. You have to have
Absolutely.
That. I need your website again, please.
It's ShannonCassidy.com. The book is The 5-Degree Principle. It's on Amazon and all the ebooks.
Wherever fine books are sold. Only the fine ones, right, Shannon?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Shannon Cassidy, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.